This podcast is brought to you by the Howie Car Show store. Go to howiecarshow.com and click on the store to see our latest great deals on t-shirts, books, and so much more.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Seattle putting a stop to CHOP, clearing out the city's autonomous protest zone once and for all.
The police department warning in a tweet, anyone who remains in the area or returns to the area is subject to arrest.
15 arrested so far. Witnesses say CHOP is now almost entirely cleared out.
Now get out and stay out. Scram out of here.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Mark McCloskey, he is the St. Louis homeowner we told you about. He and his wife holding guns, keeping protesters away, in their opinion, from their home on a private street. How do you feel about becoming the face of political resistance to the Black Lives Matter movement? They were protesting, and he has become the face. The president retweeted this for a reason.
He became.
Counselor, look, I let you make your points. Let the rejoinders happen, and then you can go. You have been used and politically weaponized as a face of white resistance to that movement. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
This is CNN.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
A federal court ruled that you and Governor Cuomo violated the Constitution by restricting religious services. You treated the protesters who were on the streets differently than the religious gatherings that were on the streets.
The protests were an entirely different reality, a national phenomenon, and obviously had profound meaning.
Have you heard the story of Jesus Christ?
Unchained and unstoppable.
You know, some of the top players in this issue, not just in the U.S., but in other countries, have changed their tune. Take the mask, okay? Dr. Fauci didn't think you needed to wear a mask. I view him as probably one of the most credible people on this issue you're going to find anywhere in the country.
Which only proves that you're too young to be a good judge of character.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I woke up this morning and I saw a headline in the Herald. Massachusetts town plans 4th of July celebration amid coronavirus pandemic, ignoring state order. And I thought, oh, beautiful. One out of 351 is going to have a July 4th Independence Day celebration and not go along with this panic, this hysteria that's going on. Zero deaths from the coronavirus yesterday in Massachusetts. And the little town is North Brookfield, but it now turns out that they have postponed, if not canceled, the 4th of July celebration. And I wanted to speak to the chairman of the Board of Selectmen in North Brookfield to find out what happened, Dale Kiley. Dale, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Sure, thanks for having me.
I love what you said. I and the Board of Selectmen collectively do not think that this is the problem that other people are saying. Getting the virus is not a death sentence. And then you pointed out that Black Lives Matter had a march or a gathering, whatever you want to call it, in North Brookfield, which is in Worcester County, on June 3rd, about 4 weeks ago, and the Board of Health had no problems with that, but they're all lefties on the Board of Health, but the Board of Health was very angry that you were going to have a celebration of American independence. Talk about it. Isn't that a double standard, Selectman Kiley?
Well, we believe so, and, I discussed the numbers. You know, the dashboard comes out from the state every
right.
single week. And I look at the numbers, and I think most people just look at that first page and see the number, but they don't look at the graphs and charts that go with it. And, if you take out the 5,000 or so, about 63% of the deaths that occurred in long-term care facilities because the elderly weren't protected, you're down to like 2,900 deaths in the Commonwealth, which is roughly equal to the amount that we lose through respiratory illnesses on a yearly basis. So I didn't see what the problem was.
Right. And especially for younger people, the number of decedents under the age of 50 is now down, according to that same dashboard, which is updated daily, by the way, is down to 129 people under the age of 50. So it's pretty easy to figure out where the danger is with this coronavirus, and you can just decide not to go to the celebration or the restaurant or the garage or wherever, you know, if you don't. Go ahead.
Right around June 4th, the dashboard for the first time. I don't know if you noticed, but for the longest time, they were putting the total number of positive tests, the total number of deaths, and then they had a box for recovered.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always, it was a small little number, and there was always a huge gap of tens of thousands of people. On June 4th, they snuck in a little blurb in their weekly report that says that they are now considering anybody 21 days past illness or past a positive test to be recovered. So then all of a sudden they took that box off of the dashboard, because I just saw in today's news, I guess it just came out like 5 minutes ago, that they're reporting 93,000 people have recovered. Well, if we have 108,000 cases and 93,000 have recovered, that's a very minuscule risk of death.
Right.
So I didn't see what the issue was.
So I'm sorry you folded, but I have to ask you, why did you guys change your minds about having a celebration?
Well, because when they couldn't get the Department of Public Health, the governor's office, or the AG's office, all of which we heard from and admitted that they couldn't stop it, this group, the leader of the group, is a member of the Democratic Town Committee, and he put it out to his Democratic Town Committee to put it out to the media. So now it's not just our area. So the North Brookfield and the 10 towns that surround us have 5 active cases of positive tested COVID patients that aren't past the 21 days. So it was a small risk for our group if
right.
we just kept it local. They put it out to the Boston media, and then we have Channel 5, Channel 7, all coming into a town of 4,000 residents. We get a call from the police chief. He says, okay, we agree that it's not a public health issue, but this is going to be a huge public safety issue.
Right.
If we get people from Boston flooding into a town with 5 police officers.
Right, so. Because everybody's used to going to a parade or at least a fair or some fireworks, and everything's off this year. So North Brookfield would, for all intents and purposes, be the 4th of July capital of Massachusetts.
Yeah, we certainly didn't have the resources, law enforcement wise, to manage a crowd of that size.
So what you're saying, so was it the people on the Board of Health or the Democrats who put this out to basically kill it?
Well, they're kind of one and the same, because all of the Board of Health members are the Democratic Town Committee members. And one of the Board of Health members put it out. And it's funny, because I got a screenshot of the text he put out to them to make the phone calls and to get
yeah.
people involved. And shortly after that, they made it private. So,
well, that is just. And do you think that they're legitimately concerned about public health, or they just wanted to, frustrate the wishes of the general public to have a nice 4th of July?
Well, it became a debate between capital P politics and small P politics, because the board believes that when the governor put out his exemption to say small P political expression is exempt from this order,
right?
Then that means that anything that you do that's related to a right, because that's what small P politics means, it's related to a right or a privilege,
right?
Is exempt. So our expression of the 4th of July is exempt from his order by definition.
Yeah.
And they all wanted to make it capital P politics, like it's the conservative against the liberal side. I just couldn't see, never in our history has the 4th of July celebration been a conservative or a liberal cause.
Yeah.
So, and that's what they're trying to make it. So,
the governor, the governor and the AG admitted that they couldn't do anything to stop it if you wanted to go forward with it.
Well, not directly from the governor himself or the AG. I mean, they don't make phone calls, but we got it. I got a phone call from somebody that was with that office.
Yeah.
So, and I did talk to somebody from, I talked directly to somebody from the Department of Public Health, and I made the argument that the Department of Public Health should be more concerned about the local Board of Health putting this out into the Boston market and bringing more people into the area so that they're all on top of each other from a public health perspective. And they said, well, we don't have any control over local boards of health. So if they don't have any control over the local boards of health, then they don't have any control over what we do.
This is just so frustrating, Dale, the way you've explained it. We're talking to Dale Kiley. He's the chairman of the North Brookfield Board of Selectmen. They wanted to have a 4th of July celebration. And so the local Democrats leaked the news to the Boston media so there would be a big brouhaha and all these people were going to come in, and suddenly it became not a public health issue but a public safety issue, being overwhelmed, the town being overwhelmed with celebrants. And so the Democrats win, Dale. The Democrats win. They put your annual town celebration out of business.
Yep, they did. They did this time. Unfortunately, but, you know, if it was a personal choice, I would not have. But as a selectman and responsible for property in the town and stuff like that, I couldn't in good conscience bring that influx of people into town.
All right. Tell the people in North Brookfield to remember this the next time you guys have a town election. I'm sure you will, right?
Yeah. I will indeed.
All right. Dale Kiley, chairman of the Board of Selectmen in the town of North Brookfield in Worcester County. They were planning on having a nice celebration like every New England small town does on the 4th of July to celebrate Independence Day. But it was not to be. The Democrat Party, the party of secession, the party of the Ku Klux Klan, shut it down. And now they're happy. BLM, Black Lives Matter, that was okay to have a rally on the town common, but not a 4th of July celebration. What's the number one sign of a bad home security system? A home security system that's so complicated that you never use it. This is exactly the type of security system that SimpliSafe has spent a decade fighting against. They believe that simple is safer, and it's exactly why SimpliSafe is is the home security for right now, when feeling safe at home has never been more important. SimpliSafe was designed to be easy to use while protecting your whole home 24/7. Order online with the click of a button, open the box, place the sensors, plug it in, and your home is protected around the clock. When Grace bought her house recently, one of the first things she bought was a SimpliSafe system.
My mom was super insistent. She said, I want you to have a good security system that you can track when you're not there in case, you know, you get packages delivered. And when you are there, you want to be safe yourself. And honestly, Howie, after years of listening to you talk about how easy it is to install, I wasn't sure if it was as easy as you were saying. It really is. Anyone could install this. You don't have to be a tech wizard. It's very simple.
And it's much cheaper to maintain it than any other system around. No technician or salesperson has to come and disrupt your home. You don't need to pay any outrageous monthly fees or sign a two-year contract. That's why SimpliSafe was named Best Overall Home Security of 2020 by U.S. News and World Report. And their 24/7 professional monitoring and emergency dispatch starts at just 50 cents a day. Head to SimpliSafeHowie.com and get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's SimpliSafeHowie.com to make sure they know that our show sent you. You need SimpliSafe more than ever. Go to SimpliSafeHowie.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. It's a great product, and you're going to be happy you got it. It'll save you a lot of money. You don't have to replace your rugs, your carpeting, your padding. Order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than $10 in savings. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far? It's been a very tight, tight poll all day.
Tighter than their leotards. Who will be canceled first, Superman or Batman?
I'm going to say Batman.
52% say Batman.
All right. So it changed a little bit in the last hour from 50-50 to 52-48. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number. And incidentally, Phantom Fireworks has stopped Massachusetts advertising after cease and desist letter from Healy. The Phantom Fireworks has stores in New Hampshire. They were saying, come on up to New Hampshire and here's a coupon and you can get all your reduced prices. And she's angry about that. You know, of course, first they stopped the vaping sales till they could jack up the taxes. Then they banned menthol cigarettes. They got rid of, weren't fireworks legal for a couple of years, or someone was trying to make them legal.
How can she, ban them? Isn't that free speech?
That's what I would say. But you know, what they said is, hey, screw it. You know, just like, I don't think Newports and Cools and Bel Airs fought the state. They just said, screw it.
No,
they
just walked away. She's so lawsuit happy. Sue her.
Yeah, I think they don't figure it's going to be worth it. They just said, hey, okay, we won't send any more coupons into Massachusetts. What are they going to do next? Do they have some kind of beer that they don't like that they just say, too many people are enjoying this beer, we're going to outlaw it in Massachusetts? Is there some kind of car that people that's popular that they want to just outlaw so to stop people from enjoying themselves by driving around in a popular car? Ridiculous. TJ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead. Oh, he just dropped off. Okay, Julie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, Julie. I'm sorry. This is Julie. Hey, Howie.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I just had a quick comment about the Brookfield 4th of July event.
Right.
I was on Black Lives Matter national webpage, and they are having a huge celebration on Boston Common. They're having a march from Nubian Square to Boston Common, and it's right on their webpage. And so I called City Hall. They said they didn't know about the event, and it's advertised as there's going to be food, dancing, all sorts of things at this event. And yet this small, tiny town can't have their 4th of July event.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, again, and as the selectman said, they had a Black Lives Matter. It's a tiny rural community, and they had a Black Lives Matter rally, and nobody, none of the Democrats on the Board of Health complained about that. But they're up in, arms about this, and nobody's going to say boo about the fact that they're going to have this march on Saturday from Roxbury up to the Boston Common.
It's called the Say Her Name March and Rally. Saturday, July 4th will gather to center and uplift the lives of all Black women with an X, okay, in a march from Nubian Square to Boston Common, followed by a celebratory rally in the Common, where we'll share music, food, the arts. There will be radical joy and dancing.
Radical joy. I'm not familiar with that.
Audre Lorde wrote, it is better to speak remembering we were never meant to survive. Who was it that wrote, we must celebrate the 4th with pomp and circumstance?
I believe that was John Adams. They actually noted that in their letter pulling out of Massachusetts Phantom Fireworks. We find it ironic that Massachusetts, the birthplace of former U.S. President John Adams, author of the most iconic fireworks quote in American history, is the only state in the U.S. that totally bans the use of consumer fireworks. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Adams wrote Independence Day ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore. until Charlie Baker becomes governor and is so frightened of his own shadow that he bans all such celebrations. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This whole situation in the town of North Brookfield is just the whole situation in the country in microcosm. The Democrats are willing to do anything. They will destroy the economy. They will destroy your summer. They will destroy your trip.
There's a lot at stake here.
Those Democrats, they would include that nitwit that you just heard, Charlie Baker. They will just do anything to make people miserable and destroy Donald Trump's chances for reelection. That's what all this is. So they'll do anything. There would have been a handful of people for that celebration, but they had to leak it out to ruin it. Now they're happy. Everybody in the town and everybody in the surrounding towns is depressed about what happened.
But just happened.
But the Democrats are happy. It's the same thing with these fireworks. The phantom fireworks gets a cease and desist order. Don't offer any more discounts to people in Massachusetts. Now you got all these people that are setting off these illegal fireworks in the cities. And I told you last night, a city councilor they don't like because he's pro police. They set off a bunch of fireworks outside of his house, outside a fence that he has in his house. Last week, they set the fence on fire. But is Mara Healy or the DA going after the people who committed arson against an elected official? No. No. They're going after a company that's trying to make some money by offering people in Massachusetts a good deal for a product that's legal in just about every other state in the union. That's the way the state is so out of control. I think the state's all done myself. I don't see it getting any better. I think there's going to be a real exodus. It's not going to be an immediate exodus, but everybody who can, I think, or most people that can, are planning their exits, their escape. Same in New York, same in Jersey.
You could almost say it's a mass exodus.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 844-500-4242. If you plan to move to Florida, just please forget about voting Democrat. You've already ruined Massachusetts. Don't ruin your next stop. Don't ruin Florida like you're on the verge of ruining New Hampshire. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Howie, you took away my thunder there with Mara Healy there and the fireworks. It's 48 states that fireworks are legal, Howie, and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is going to light up like you wouldn't believe on this 4th. Average person that went up to New Hampshire spent between $500 and $1,000. Mm-hmm. If you've ever been up to Seabrook, New Hampshire this time of year, try and get near any of the multitude of fireworks stores, Howie. It's insane. So it's going to light up, even though we don't have any commercial fireworks. You watch the 4th of July this year.
Well, once the sun goes down tonight, Arthur, you'll be hearing a lot of fireworks go off if you don't see them, you know, and at least if you live in the cities. But again, there's just this Puritan like phobia about fun. They don't want anyone to enjoy themselves. Unless, of course, you're a peaceful protester, in which case you can do whatever the hell you damn well please.
You know what, though? Arthur is right. I've been invited to more independent, private fireworks celebrations this Saturday than I've ever been invited to before. Because so many people are driving over the border and just pick. I know people that have spent $1,500, $2,000 on fireworks. And they say they would have cost $35,000, $4,000 if they were from New Hampshire. But because of those Massachusetts discounts, they save quite a bundle.
Yeah. Well, you have more reasons than ever to go. I mean, you know, if you're vaping, they jacked up the price of vaping products 75%.
All the taxes on them, yeah.
Yeah, so it's cheaper. If you're into vaping, it's cheaper to go to New Hampshire. Menthol cigarettes, we've talked about that repeatedly. Beer and soda. no deposit. There's a million, and not to mention no sales tax, period, in New Hampshire. 603 says, just saw a guy buy a carton of Newports and a slide of menthol chew right here in New Hampshire heading for Massachusetts. Yeah. Hey,
I showed you on Facebook the other day, people are selling cartons of Newports on Facebook.
Right.
Because and people will pay the prices, $110 a carton, because they don't want to drive to Rhode Island or New Hampshire to get them.
Right. Taylor's going down to North Carolina. He said he was thinking about bringing back some cartons. And I said, don't mess around with the Marlboros or anything like that. Just go straight Newports all the way. That's all because there's a lot more pent up demand for the Newports because they're not legal. It's like Coors beer in the 70s. If you can't get Coors beer east of the Mississippi, suddenly it becomes a very valuable commodity. Once you can get Coors beer anywhere, it's just another light pilsner.
Smokey and the Bandit 2020. The Bandit is ushering Newports across the Rhode Island border to Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's not in Georgia anymore. It's the South. It's it's in Manchester, New Hampshire, and Providence, Rhode Island, bringing it into Boston and Worcester and Springfield. Thanks for the call, Arthur. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, that select man seemed to really get into the numbers. I wonder if any of your researchers have come up with how many flu deaths have there been in the United States this year? Are they rolling all the flu deaths into the COVID-19 number?
I got something here, and I'm going to try to find it right now. There's a story about, that guy Alex Berenson that we've had on. He's a former New York Times reporter. He's been writing about this whole thing. And where ground zero is right now in the terms of the panic porn. It's the state of Texas, and they're trying to make it seem like Texas has got this terrible problem. But I'm just looking right now to see where it is. I got it somewhere here. This story, it's got pushed to the back though. What happened was in Texas, they're just testing a lot more people. They didn't have enough capacity to test younger people until recently, and some of them are testing positive. But the guy who's involved in the testing says the ones who test positive are basically coming down with the symptoms of a cold, and a mild cold at that. So what's the big deal? But they're not going with that. They're just saying more people are testing positive because that pushes the agenda. That keeps people locked up. That keeps people PO'd. That keeps people unemployed. I'll get to it. I can't find it right now, Steve, but I will find it. Thank you. By the way, try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party, but four Toledo City Council members accused of accepting bribes in 2-year FBI investigation. It was a pay to play. They were accepting payoffs in the range of $500 to $5,000 for yes votes on zoning requests to internet cafes. One of the people involved is Alderwoman Yvonne Harper. Harper is accused of using a local attorney to solicit and accept bribe payments on her behalf. In other words, she had such a racket going. She had her own bag man. So I said to myself, why does this one of the four of them have a bag man and the rest of them don't have a bag man? Then I read deeper into the story. She is the woman, the city councilor with a bag man, is also the executive director of the Lucas County Democrat Party. Oh, did I also mention they mentioned the party affiliation in the very last paragraph of the story? Four Toledo City Council members have accused of accepting bribes. 844-500-4242. Billy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Billy.
Hi, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. You're right. Yes, they will do anything, the Democrats, to get elected. Just ask Joe Biden back in 72 when he couldn't remember the name of the newspapers, the Morning News and the Evening Journal,
right,
by the same company.
Right.
Yeah, I read it here in the Irishman's book.
Yeah.
How he got the Teamsters to picket the newspaper for a week so the senator at the time, Boggs, couldn't get his information out against Biden, and this made his whole career.
Caleb Boggs, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I'll have to check that out. That's in The Irishman. I didn't know that. The Irishman is about this gangster. He was a truck driver who went to work for the Teamsters and the mob in Pennsylvania. And it was the movie starred Robert De Niro, as you know. I'll have to check that out, Billy. Thanks for that tip. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Howie, I heard you mention a mass exodus up there and possibly coming to Florida. We'll welcome every right-thinking person to the state. The margin is thin, Howie.
I know it is. Thin. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to tip it over. I mean, life is too good in Florida and business is too good. You know?
You can come down here. We'll take you. business is good.
Well, thank you, Bill. I used to live down there when I was a kid, you know? So I think I have a right to come back. You know, I'm not a native, but I've been down there off and on for a long, long time. But you're right. I mean, they just got to, you know, try to figure out some way to stop or convince these fleeing refugees from the blue states not to ruin the red states. Thanks for the call there, Bill. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You can call him Fat Boy, just don't call him late for dinner. It's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murnie in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Yeah, come on. We're going to have a new special at the Howie Carr Show store tomorrow, but right now we still have a handful of gift certificates left to our fine restaurants, all of our fine restaurants. We've got a bunch of cheap bastard deals. These are gift certificates to places down on the Cape, the Quahog Republic, the Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. And it's these are great places, the White Birch Brewing in Nashua, New Hampshire. These are all $50 gift certificates for just $25. We don't have very many left, but if you want to get them before our next special tomorrow, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. I found this story I wanted to mention before we go back to the calls. This was in the Daily Wire, and I was mentioning Alex Berenson. He's a former New York Times reporter. We've had him on once or twice talking about this. He's a skeptic when it comes to COVID-19. He calls it panic porn, what's going on in the media. I'm just looking at the Portland Press Herald headlines right now just because I wanted to see what was going on. It's so terrible in Maine. They're still keeping, you still have to quarantine if you come in from Massachusetts, but if you come in from the really hard hit states like New Jersey and New York, you don't have to quarantine anymore. Meanwhile, in Maine, another 34 coronavirus cases, no new deaths reported in Maine. That's a standing head. No new deaths reported in Maine. And underneath is a story. Myrtle Beach, that's South Carolina, reopened to survive the summer. Now it's a coronavirus petri dish. Right. All right. So anyway, on Monday, Alex Berenson, he has a Twitter account. He quoted messages he had received from J.B. Neiman, a managing partner and general counsel of a Texas-based healthcare company that owns 13 freestanding clinics, who got in touch because he, quotes, wants people to hear his story as opposed to that of the mainstream media. In other words, the lies. In June, we tested over 2,200 patients. Positive rate is now close to 20%, was 4 to 6% in May. Vast majority of the cases, however, are mild to very mild. Average age of people getting tested, mid-30s. Most of the patients we now test would not have met criteria we previously had. Now, with more testing kits, we're able to treat a broader group of patients. So a broader group of patients, you're going to get more positives, right? Clinically, we've had very few hospital transfers because of COVID. This is Texas. Vast majority of the patients are better within 2 to 3 days of the visit, and most would be described as having a cold, a mild one at that, or the symptoms related to allergies. we've often provided a steroid shot and some antibiotics. By the time we have follow-up calls, most of the patients are no longer experiencing any symptoms. They often say the shot really made a difference. In terms of what is driving them to the ER, the emergency room, roughly a half have been told by their employers to get a test. They have a sneeze or a cough, and their employers tell them to get tested. The other one half just want to know. They have mild symptoms, and some don't have any symptoms, but game the system and check a box that they have symptoms so they can get a test. They can't get a test unless they present with symptoms. So even in Texas, you have to have symptoms, quote unquote. So of course you're going to be the people that are getting the tests, even if it's just for a mild cold like flu, they're going to be testing positive. The average length of stay of COVID patients is 3 to 5 days, much lower than the patients being seen in April and early May. Their symptoms are also milder. Most of the patients are not ending up in the ICU. The hospital intensive care units are filled with really sick people with non-COVID issues. I repeat, the hospital ICUs are filled with really sick patients with non-COVID issues. They didn't come in earlier because they were scared, and now they're super sick. All patients are tested for COVID, so you have some patients who are listed as COVID patients who are non-COVID sympathetic. I've heard stories of how discharge planners are being pressured to put COVID as the primary diagnosis, as that pays significantly better. And then here's the summation, then we'll go back to the calls. Overall, based on what we are seeing at our facilities, this is Texas, the above information is really a positive story. You have many more people testing positive with really minimal symptoms. This means the fatality rate is less than is commonly reported. You won't see this in the mainstream media.
The virus doesn't care about today. What it's focused on is tomorrow and the day after and the day after.
Pay no attention to these good statistics. Be scared, be very scared, because we have to defeat Donald Trump. So we have to keep the economy shut down, and you can't have any fun until further notice. 339, we just finished eating our delicious 110 grill food, which I paid for with Howie's cheap bastard deal. Go on to HowieCarshow.com, click store, and there's plenty more cheap bastard deals where that one came from. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hi, Howie. Jack from Falmouth. I just wanted to say I was watching the news. They want to take Lincoln's statue down.
Right. They're going to. They announced that. Marty Walsh announced that last night around 9 o'clock, that they're going to take down the statue of Lincoln in Park Square, even though with him with a slave, even though it was partially paid for by freed slaves. How ridiculous is that?
That slave is not kissing his rear end. That slave is thanking him.
Right.
Okay, what we did was not right. I don't agree with it. My grandchildren, half Cape Verdean, half white. I am not a racist. But Malcolm X was the biggest racist there was. He blew up buildings with white people.
Well, no, I don't think he blew up buildings. But he at the end, Jack, he renounced his formerly racist thoughts, and he was trying to reach across the aisle, so to speak, and then he got shot by more militant black separatists up in Harlem 55 years ago. All right, we're out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.